Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is trainer education, and we're going to cover think outside the box. So I've been talking with part of my job, which I absolutely love and am blessed and grateful for, is I get to work with a lot of other trainers. So I have a lot of personal trainers as clients. Actually, half of my clientele is personal trainers. And not only taking care of their nutrition and training so they can be their best to give their best to other people, we also talk often about business. So I do consultations with people who aren't direct clients, but they're personal trainers, and that's always fun. We usually do like a kind of an hour-long phone call, and then I send extra information and everything. We kind of cover whatever they need, whether it's, you know, pricing, business promotion, organizational structure, and like kind of what they do as a business for themselves, and then also exercise and training stuff. So we do that either with clients or with individual trainers who are not clients. And one topic that's come up recently is just how in the world do we stay in business given the change in current culture. So with the coronavirus, a lot of people are having to stay at home, or they're kind of afraid to come to the gym. So in-person training sessions has definitely lessened for a lot of the trainers I work with, especially in certain areas of the country and overseas. So some of the clients I have, their entire area is shut down, like gyms and even personal travel and all that stuff. So, and they've actually been that way for weeks now. So what are they doing to supplement their income in the meantime has been a little bit of like a crazy little race or crazy little game to play. And one of the things I've been talking about with the trainers who I do consultations with is our mindset towards navigating that issue and the difficulty of the current time. So with the current times, there's an enormous amount of information being flooded throughout the internet on at-home workouts. So, and this could be in regards to the information that people need. There's tons of exercises being promoted. There's people working out where you can kind of like live video feed, I guess, work out with them and stuff. There's just a crap ton of stuff on the information of working out. But we all know that this is kind of interesting in the sense that it's a universal truth. It stood the test of time. Blah, there we go. That people have always known what they should do. People know smoking isn't good for them, and they still smoke. People know exercise is good for them, and they still don't exercise. People know they should eat healthy, but they still don't eat healthy. So knowing what to do in an at-home workout, that is some people's issues, and that is some of the problem that people face, but overwhelmingly that is not the major issue. The major issue is getting people motivated and making them feel accountable. So how do I get them to actually do the exercises, and how do I get them to do it consistently? That has become a bigger challenge with the current times happening now. So everybody's flushing in like information on just what to do and how to do it and da 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 da, but no one's talking about motivations. No one's talking about like accountability. No one's really helping with that aspect of it. So the sense of what to do isn't as important nowadays, and it's being covered by many other people. But how to do it is actually what I would be coaching and offering people, trainers I work with, advice to focus on. So focus on the things around exercise. So when we say think outside the box, don't focus on the box of, you know, this exercise, this workout structure, you know, da 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 da. How do you get them to actually just freaking work out? If somebody's at home depressed and they're financially, you know, kind of constrained and having issues, do you think exercise is the like on their radar at all? Hell no. They don't want to get up and move. They're depressed. They're sad. They just want to kind of like lay on the couch, do nothing, or they want to lose themselves in food. So there's a lot of emotional, mental stress that's going to get in the way of somebody actually exercising right now. And that's where trainers need to focus. How can you get your person motivated? How can you get them consistent? What to do isn't as important. Yes, it is important. I'm not saying it isn't at all. I'm just saying it's not as important. You can write the best workout, but if nobody does it, it doesn't help anybody. Just like you can write the best nutrition plan, but if no one follows it, it ain't going to help anybody, right? So we know this about nutrition. You can write the best nutrition plan in the world, whatever the perfect pre-contest, get you ripped and lean and mean diet is in the world, but if the person's not going to follow it, why the hell did you write it? So we often talk about, like with trainers I work with, is meeting the client where they are. If your client is struggling to get off fast food, don't write every meal to be, you know, chicken breast and brown rice. They're not going to switch to that. Come on now. So meet them where they're at. So the same thing needs done with exercising right now. If you have clients who are stressed and they have a million other worries and concerns, also just it's hard to get motivated when you have their couch right next to you. So there are lots of struggles, even above and different than kind of like anxiety and stress and depression and stuff. Just every human being on the planet, we all like to sleep in when we can. We all like to avoid work when we can. Everybody's that way, okay? So how do we get people to do that? So one of the things we started doing, and this has just started up in the last week, just due to kind of clients asking for it, and then people kind of chiming in here and there, is an accountability service. So the idea here is we will get somebody, we'll work with somebody, we'll create like a workout schedule. So maybe they already have workout plans, and that's fine. So we're just going to build an accountability service around their current workout stuff. Or they actually want us to write their workouts as well. But in general, we'll have a scheduled workout time per week. So maybe they work out at 10 a.m. on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Just an easy example. So what we would do is we communicate with them about an hour or 30 minutes before. It kind of depends on the person, and you can talk that through. But you would communicate with them before the workout's supposed to happen. It's an email, text, anything that just says, hey, we know your workout's coming up in 30 minutes. You know, get your mind ready. Make sure you put on some good clothes, put on some shoes, you know, put on some good music. Get yourself in a good position for it, good mental position for it. We know it's coming up. Good luck. We're waiting on you. We're hoping you do well. But it's a way to kind of check in and just let the people know that you care. It brings it up to their radar that somebody is paying attention to them, and it helps promote them and push them to live their best. So just like when we're trainers and we meet people in person, they know they can't skip the workout in the sense that there's somebody standing there waiting for them at the gym. So it makes them feel more accountable to go to the gym. What we're trying to do now is create that same accountability, but with an at-home workout. So by sending a message before that, saying, hey, we know you're supposed to work out in 30 minutes. We wish you the best. Here's some examples of information and like, here's some ways to help, you know, ways to get you in a better mindset. Here's some motivation, maybe a cool video they can watch on YouTube or a good quote for the day, something that talks about them being their best. But it's something that lets them know that someone cares about them and someone is quote unquote waiting for them to work out. That whether they do or don't work out will negatively impact that relationship as well. So they pay for the service. They have somebody standing there waiting for them virtually. So they know that that accountability is there. Then you have them track their adherence to what they should be doing throughout the day. So if they have water goals, like fluid intake goals throughout the day, maybe you have a goal by noon, a goal by 4, and a goal by 8 p.m. So something like that. Maybe you have sleeping goals. They should only sleep this much or sleep at least this much, you know, certain days of the week. So there are different lifestyle management goals. There are exercise goals, nutrition goals. You have them track that. And then at the end of the week, we just kind of got through our first rounds of that this past weekend, was like face-to-face kind of video chats checking in. So they have tons of like cool things now, like features. Like I just got done talking with a friend in a face-to-face thing using WhatsApp. So I have an Android phone, so apparently I'm like archaic and like, you know, an old man. But I don't have the iPhone, so I can't do FaceTime. But we've been finding other apps and other ways to do it. So I know like Zoom and there's some other means out there. But it's face-to-face. So it's just a good 10-15 minute chat. Talk about what went right or wrong over the past week, what they can do to correct it in the upcoming week, and then just cover some general life topics. But it can be done very quick, very efficient, but it gives them a sense of face-to-face meeting, just like meeting in person would be at the gym. So this is an accountability service that we just started. A couple people asked for it. We're kind of developing it and growing it right now, so this is still in the mix of it. But I thought this was a great example of how maybe we're not doing the right thing. It's going to work. I know it is. But I'm more so not trying to say that you don't have to do it this way. You can find your own way. But find a way. Find something. Do something. Think outside the box. Think beyond just exercise creation, workout creation. How do you get somebody motivated to work out? How do you get them to sense that there's a connection, that there is that relationship that you would have if you were to meet with them in person? So that's what we're looking to do. Many of our clients, like your clients, are going to face the same challenges that my clients have been facing. Say we're all humans. So everybody struggles with motivation. Everybody struggles with accountability. What are you doing to help them through that challenge? So the current trainers that I've been talking with, a lot of the concern has been, how do I stay in business? How do I keep this as my main income? Well, how you can do that is by keeping the people exercising, keeping them improving their health, keep teaching them, keep offering benefit into their life. Instead of focusing on the question of how can I stay in business, ask yourself the question, how can I best help them? If you focus on how you can best help your clients, business will take care of itself. There will be some fluctuations, there will be some ups and downs. But what kept you in business to this point was being beneficial in their life, providing help in their life. Just keep that same focus right now and find a new way to do it. So the challenge becomes, how do you provide the help? But that question alone is going to help you know how you can stay in business. You can stay in business by doing what you've always done. Provide a benefit into their life. How you do that is up to you. So like I said, we started these accountability services, started trying to check in face-to-face, just trying to find ways that you can stay connected with people and make sure they don't feel like they're alone. If you can keep them motivated, if you can keep them accountable, then they'll actually do the workouts. So then what the workout is does matter. But you have to take care of motivation and accountability first. Okay? So I wanted to cover that since it's been coming up often enough. I figured now with this podcast, I can just send the link to trainers and they can listen to this rather than us having to do a bajillion meetings in person. But this is the question you want to ask yourself as a trainer, is how can I best help my clients? If you always continue to put that first, everything will take care of itself. There will be ups and downs, there'll be fluctuations, but in the grand scheme of things, you will continue to progress forward in your business if you continue to keep the people as the focus. Don't worry about money, worry about people. If you worry about people, the money will come. Okay? So that's going to be our best kind of offer for advice on how to handle this current moment in life. So everybody's trying to figure it out, but I do believe that this focus point is going to help you, while you're figuring it out, stay in the right mindset of how to figure it out. Okay? Don't chase money, chase people. Cool. So if you would like any help with consultations, of course, we're always happy to help, whether it's, talking about this question or other questions as a trainer. And if you are a trainer, if you want help with your training, so how to get yourself motivated, how to take care of your own self while you're spread so thin trying to take care of everybody else, we can help with that. So like I said, half my clients are personal trainers because we all love training ourselves. We all want to learn more. We want to have that same kind of self-development in our nutrition and training and become better ourselves. So we know that that'll help us live the healthiest and happiest life. And then that provides us the ability to teach others how to live their healthiest and happiest life. So you have to always remember that you are your first client. So we have podcast number 111. So way back in podcast 111, we cover the concept that you are your first client. You need to take care of you. If you take care of you, you will be better able to take care of everyone else. So don't be afraid to get a trainer yourself. Don't be afraid to get help with programming, with help with accountability, help with motivation. If you are struggling, it'll be harder for you to help someone else who's struggling. So take care of you first. If you need any help, let us know. But you can't pour from an empty cup, okay? So fill your cup up and let it overflow into everyone else's around you. Cool. Okay, so hopefully this helps. Just keep that focus of how can you best help your clients? How can you help them with the challenges they're facing? And that'll take care of the challenges you're facing. Cool. Okay, if you need anything, please let us know. We're always happy to help. So if you do like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.